What's up, everyone? This is Jason, along with Chris the Kid. We are the Lost Boys. This is going to be our first podcast we're putting out. We're longtime friends down here in Florida. Chris is actually in Tennessee now. I'm still down in Florida. We just figured we'd give you guys 15, 30 minutes of, really anything, sports, pop culture, macabre stuff, a little bit of everything on this podcast. So that's what we're going to be doing moving forward here.
Guys, I'm
Cool. So,
Chris.
yeah, there you go. Chris, give them a little background on you and what you've been up to.
I'm a home remodeler. I fix people's houses up, do their floors, paint, things of that nature. And just out here in East Tennessee, Knoxville, go Vols, and doing my thing, having a good old time. How was your weekend, Jay?
It was pretty good. Had my son this weekend. We're both single dads here, so we have that in common as well. Other than getting some sort of allergic reaction and my eye blowing up like Sloth from the Goonies, things were pretty good, pretty easy going. What about
Oh
you?
man,
What's got going on?
this weekend, and I did not think I was getting it back. Sure enough, dropped it in this chick's car with my debit card, and she found a way to get it back to me, which was pretty awesome.
I guess it was a good thing you probably had no money on it, so she didn't use
Well, shit, she would have got declined, but for any big purchases, she maybe could have got some bubble gum.
there you go. 25. She could at least went to a quarter machine.
Well, it was good. It was actually a friend that worked for me. It was his baby mama. I guess they're not together no more and whatnot, but I don't remember much. I was heavily intoxicated talking to her, and I ended up in her car of some nature and dropped my stuff. So it ended well. I woke up the next day with like no money or phone or will to live. No, I'm
No,
kidding.
there you go. Well, yeah, I'm over here down in Southwest Florida, the Naples area. I have my own pressure washing and sealing business. I do some handyman stuff myself. So we're both on own our own businesses, and we're just trying to climb that corporate ladder, so to speak.
I took a self day off today. I just couldn't do it. The weather sucks. I'm tired. House is a mess, and I look forward to cleaning that up. Landlord stopping by to pick up the rent. That's always fun. Did I
Yep.
tell you she came into my house without even me telling? Like, she's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna drop off his lease agreement." I'm thinking, like, so stick it in the mailbox. I wasn't home, but she walked.
Aren't you supposed to have like a 24-hour notice for something like that?
I believe so, but long story short was the house was subpar conditions. I wouldn't say nasty by no means, but a mess. And I wasn't comfortable with it. But next thing you know, I got the text, "Hey, the counter, thanks." I was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." She came in town.
Well, I don't know how that works, but I mean, technically, I mean, if she owns the place, I guess she can, but you're really not supposed to be putting things in people's mailboxes. I mean, if you're living there and you have a lease, maybe that's still illegal. Like, that's a federal offense to be putting
Yeah,
something in
that's what I
somebody's.
figured. She was just also, I gave the rent to the neighbor. She just wanted to check place, but I think my battery is out on this dang fire detector here, smoke detector, and it's just beeping at me.
I could come replace it for $50.
That's the going rate, 50.
That's the going rate for 3 minutes of work for me.
Oh man, the life. I mean, I really
So,
want to do it. I would consider maybe 25.
it's wild. People, I mean, they just don't want to do it. Yeah, especially if it's high ceiling or something like that. Whatever the case may be. And that's the beauty of living in this area. Like, there's nothing but old people that don't want to do things themselves, and they have the money to pay for it. So it's pretty nice.
Cha-ching.
But anyways, we figured our first podcast for you guys, we'd talk a little bit about Mortal Kombat. The new movie's coming out. The trailer was actually awesome,
Sick.
and we figured we talk a little about the movies, a little bit about the games, our favorite characters, and all that stuff. So I guess we'll just jump right in, starting with that trailer.
Blown
Yeah,
away.
that has me definitely has me pumped to see that movie, especially the end when Kano rips out the heart and he's like, "Isn't that a beauty?"
We all know
That
he loves
was pretty.
Kano, but he got to use his eye, which is cool because obviously in the first movie he didn't get to use his eye.
Well, I think nowadays, I mean, that movie was so old. Like now, it's easy to do that CGI stuff that they can throw that in there. It's going to be pretty wild.
That 1995 Kano was a good casting, and the eye makeup of that eye looked really cool. So that character in 1995 was beyond his years, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like how it seemed seemingly some of the blade beat him so easily.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cheesy. Not cheesier than Katana and Liu Kang. That was the worst fight in any like movie history.
Yeah, it was cool when Johnny Cage punched Goro in the nuts, though. That was pretty good. That when I was a little kid, I thought that was
Those
hilarious.
are $500 glasses, asshole.
Yeah, I guess he's not going to be in this movie, and people aren't too stoked on it.
I mean, I'm one of them. Like, bullshit. Where Johnny Cage was a main character and a comic relief.
Was he one of your go-tos when you played Mortal Kombat? Who was your go-to guy?
Dude, Scorpion and Liu Kang. Liu Kang, because I just wasn't that good and he was really good. I don't know. I just liked using Liu Kang. I was
He's an
not.
easy beginner character.
I liked Scorpion's finisher where he ripped off his mask and was the skull and did the fire. That was pretty cool.
I was always a fan of it wasn't in, I feel like it wasn't in the first couple games, or at least not the first one, but when you do like friendships, I enjoy doing those more than the fatalities. I thought they were funny.
Oh yeah. See, Mortal Kombat has that like comic relief part to it. So I just don't know who's gonna bring that to the table this time. It looks a little bit more of a serious movie and stuff. So I think they're doing a little Scorpion backdrop though, when he was like human and shit, and go back into his story.
Well, I don't know. I saw that part of it, and I don't know if it's when he's. I don't think he's human because he still like has that like harpoon thing coming out of his hand. If you watch that trailer,
I think it's one of those like knife on a rope things.
oh yeah, I don't know the name of that. There's a name for it. Actually, that's something that you could use in Assassin's Creed, which I've been playing a lot of lately. I don't use it, but I know there's that. I don't know the name of that weapon, but. Yeah, it could be that. And then he just gets gifted one when he dies and goes to the, I guess, the demon realm. I don't know what you'd call it. But yeah, that should be a pretty good movie. I
I'm
was
super excited.
once the later games came out, I was a big fan of playing with Smoke or Noob Saibot.
Like Raiden, when Ray they showed Raiden in there, I was him with the lightning, anything with lightning coming out of people's eyes. Like touch on when in Avengers Endgame with all that lightning and his new axe. That was probably pretty the prettiest sick lightning scene that I liked.
Well, yeah. Well, the best part of that movie, though, is when Captain America gets a hammer and he also uses lightning.
Yeah. What why does he get to use the hammer again?
Because he's worthy. He's worthy to use it, essentially.
And Hulk can't pick it up, correct?
No, because he's a savage beast, I guess. I assume. I don't really know, but. Yeah, he's
All right. So
yeah, I guess it's just, I mean, apparently in those comics, a lot of people ended up picking up the hammer,
are you going
but
to see that Mortal Kombat in theaters or what? You can do an HBO Max.
I mean, I have HBO Max, but I mean, if it's in the theaters, I would see that in the theater. I mean, it's like recently there just hasn't been that good a movie to go to the theater for. Like, I have no problem going to a movie theater.
I mean,
I'm not
the
too concerned
AMC
about
movie theaters are open over here in Tennessee, but Regal has still not opened, and they just redid the Regal here in Tennessee.
You know, it's wild that you say that. They just recently redid the Hollywood 20 here. It's really nice
And
inside.
that's Regal, owned by Regal.
Yeah. So the Regal, the Regal 20. I don't know if it's a Hollywood 20 anymore, but
Right.
it's really nice. And I actually went over when the pandemic was like kind of in full-blown epidemic. I went by myself and watched the Goonies at the
Oh, I
Hollywood 20.
remember you told me you were going to do that. Yeah.
It was
I don't.
$5. It was a great deal. I was like, that's basically free.
I'm one of those people that has absolutely no problem going to the movies by themselves.
No, yeah, I mean, I will. I prefer not doing it because I at least like to have somebody with me that I could like kind of just lean over to and be like, that was fucking tight
Yeah,
or something like that.
everybody wants that. But I mean, there's
Yeah.
not much talking in movies. I'll be honest, if I go with a group of people and they don't sit where I want to sit, I'll go sit off by myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a buddy, well, you actually know him, that I went to the movies like 3 times with, and he got 3 strikes, and I'll never go to a movie with him again. Like, he talked through it like he was, it was something else. Like, he talked at regular volume.
Oh, deal
And
breaker, deal breaker.
it was just like if you were to go, you know, you're watching TV or watching a movie where somebody's in the movies and like, oh, don't go in that room. That's what it was like. And it was like, oh
I
my God,
mean,
like I wouldn't go there. The last movie,
you gotta be some
the
kind of
last.
different person to be talking in a movie. Like, that's a whole different kind of person.
Well, it's just like super disrespectful. Like you're ruining, you know, the whole thing for everybody else. But it was wild. The last movie I saw with him was we saw the Suicide Squad, which it wasn't that bad, but like seeing with him made it worse. Like it was me, him, and a buddy of his, and they talked through the whole thing, and I was like ducked down in my seat. Like I was like, I don't want people to know I'm even affiliated with these two. It was like
It's
embarrassing.
absolutely rude. That's why. It's terribly rude. I wouldn't do it. If I'll be honest with you, if they were sitting next to me talking like that, I would have told them, hey, you guys are gonna have to shut the fuck up.
Well, in the first movie I saw, I don't know. Do you ever see the movie Krampus? You seen that
I have
movie?
not seen Krampus or even heard the
Well,
movie.
Krampus is essentially like an anti-Santa Claus. It's like a European thing where it's like if you're bad, Krampus will come and he essentially takes you, like to make like scare kids into being good. Where it's like people like have Santa, where it's like if you're good, you get stuff. Like they don't say what you know, you get a piece of coal if you're bad. But in where I think it's a German-based thing, where he will come put you in his sack. Like I said, it has a sack where he takes toys out of. He has a sack where he puts people into it and takes them because they're bad. And it wasn't a very good movie. And I saw this movie with this dude, and I went and his mother for some reason, oddly enough, and his mother did the same thing. And I was like, well, this movie kind of sucks. So I get like you're talking through this, you know, like so I gave him the benefit of the doubt, which was a mistake, a calculated risk on my part, and it was not good. So yeah, he that guy
I don't know.
sucks. And
I take going to the movies really seriously. Like, I like to be there at, or I like to get to the movies about 45 minutes prior to the movie starting, sometimes an hour, just because I like to sit dead center, right in the middle of the movie theater. And
do they don't have theaters there like where you could pick your seats?
well, now, this is all new age stuff. Like,
Okay.
now that you go to the better theater, you go to the RPX or the 3Ds or the IMAX, yeah, you pick in your seats and stuff. But them old school theaters, you can't do that. And back in the day, you couldn't do that.
You remember when we saw 300 and we were all split apart, and I actually sat in a handicap seat to see that movie because that was the only seat available by the time we got there.
That was probably one of the best movies I've seen in a theater. But to be honest, the best movie I've ever seen in a theater was Blade, the first one. I must have been.
There were so many movies, especially when we were younger, especially, well, because we smoked so much pot too. Like I'd see a movie and I'd be like, it didn't matter what it was. I was just so stoned. I'd be like, that might have been the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it was. But I felt like I actually didn't see Blade in the theater for some reason. That was like, we were like in middle school and I didn't see
Dude,
that
I was
one.
like 11. It was I was like 11 or 12, whatever it was. And I was in Disney World, and I'll never forget it. And the ambiance of being in Disney World was the reason the movie was so great. I mean, when Blade came back to, like, when the fight with Stephen Dorff and cut him in half and shit, and or whatever the case was, people were clapping and cheering. I don't know, man.
The ambiance in that movie was just so awesome. You said people talking on it. People weren't talking, but they were being, I don't know, everyone was just souped up for being in Disney World, you know, and watching such a badass movie.
I think the best movie I ever saw, and it actually came out on my birthday. I remember I saw it with our buddy. It was July 18th. It was, what is it? The Dark Knight, Batman, The Dark Knight. I went and saw that movie. I was like, this might be the best, like, especially Heath Ledger. And I was like, this is the best. I've never seen somebody play a role. But
I mean, that's one of the best movies ever. I don't know. I think it's one of the best movies ever made for an action movie.
Well, it's funny too, because, well, it was almost like the same thing as I was saying about getting stoned and being like, this was the best movie I've ever seen. Like, that movie, I was pretty drunk when I watched it. Like, we went over to, you guys have ale houses up there, right?
Yeah. Ale house. Yeah.
And it, you know, that was when the other movie theaters weren't open yet. Like, I went there, and because it's right in front of that movie theater, we missed two showings in a row because we were sat in there, we were just getting drunk. And then we walked over to the movie theater to watch it. It was like crazy when we came out. Like, it was still like maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon when we saw the movie. We come out and there are people, and I don't mean like a couple, there was like at least 20 people dressed like the Joker for a movie that had just come out. Like, they haven't even seen it yet. They were already in full gear, and it was like, wow, this is going to be a big one.
Yeah, and that was the best Batman movie ever. I mean, you could sit and watch that movie over and over again. Like, I don't know, it doesn't get old. It's just, I don't know.
I thought the third one was really good too, with Bane. I really like that one too. Tom Hardy is one of the best. Like, if you want to talk about good actors, he is top tier at this point in his career.
Oh man, I love Tom Hardy just from the performance he gave in Warrior. I love that movie. That movie, Mike. Every time
he like almost plays, like, I don't want to say he's typecasted, but he almost plays the same dude in every movie, like somebody who's slightly off hinged.
Yeah, mentally unbalanced. Yeah, definitely.
Like, he's
really that movie gets me though. I don't know I don't know, he gets the old, he was so mean to his old man, and he gets him to drink after he's like, I've been on the wagon for like 3-4 years already.
You know what is another one of the best movies? And this is a theater movie I saw, was Ready Player One.
Okay, I liked it, but I didn't think it was all that great.
Man, that movie blew my mind.
Really? I want to watch it again. I see it on my streaming services all the time to watch it again. I think it's on Max.
It might be on – it's definitely on HBO Max. It might be on Hulu. But that is that I watch it. That's a movie like I can put on anytime. I love, like, they go into The Shining and shit,
yeah,
and all that. And that's like, that's another one of the top tier movies, like The Shining. Or did you see Doctor Sleep, the sequel
to The Shining? No, I didn't. I didn't see it. Is it good?
That's worth a watch. It's with Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hugh McGregor plays Danny. It's like when he's a grown dude.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty wild. I won't give you know. I don't want to give you any spoilers, but it's worth a watch. If you like The Shining, it's similar to The Shining.
That's one thing I don't like to do, is watch scary movies by myself and shit. It gives me the creeps.
Right. Well, it's not over the top. But if you were going to have to name your top, let's just say top three movies of all time, what are you going with?
Shit. Okay. Top three movies of all time, huh?
Obviously, Blade. I would assume.
I mean, yeah, I want to say it. It's just not all that great of a movie, but it just, to me, it means so much. Beetlejuice is one of my favorite movies of all time. I know that for a fact.
Classic movie. That's what I used to watch that whenever I was homesick from school when I was a little kid. That would be my that or Ghostbusters 2 were my go-to
movies. I mean, I watched Beetlejuice like on repeat, and I could still watch it to this day, and I find it entertaining. It's just one great movie.
It was like Notorious B.I.G. said, you'd watch it till the tape popped, because that was back. That was back in VHS times.
Yeah, hard times, VHS. Man, I want to throw something good out there though. Well, you hit me with some of yours. Hit me with one or two of yours. I'll think of the third one.
The Dark Knight, 100%.
Okay, I see that.
One of the greatest movies I've ever seen, dude. I got to tell you, man, like, that Ready Player One, dude, is up there for me. It really is. I love that movie.
Wow.
And then, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really big into serious movies. I know, like, a lot of people would think we're, like, not cultured because of the movies we're selling. I don't know. like if you want to put something out there, like the original Matrix, maybe, or something like that. I don't know. 300, top tier.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really shooting from the hip. I didn't like maybe next time around we'll put a list together before we do something like this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But something like that.
Gladiator. I like Gladiator. I watched.
Well, you know what's really good, a top tier movie too, is Saving Private Ryan is like one of the best put together movies I've ever
That's
seen.
my favorite war movie.
Oh yeah, it's top tier, top of the line.
Again,
Well, that's, I mean, Steven Spielberg's the fucking goat, though. Like he's the best. Like he nobody. I mean, even though like I'm Christopher Nolan, I think is really like a top of the line director too. But like he doesn't even come close to Steven Spielberg and like Jaws. Like some people would say Jaws is one of the best movies I've ever seen, or like E.T., shit like that. Jurassic Park, one of the best. The original Jurassic Park. I seen that shit in the theaters. I
I
was fucking
mean,
scared
people
to death.
say Schindler's List is the best movie of all time.
He made that too.
Those are deep movies. I like Titanic too. I seen that in the theaters when I was a kid, and that was great.
I saw that in the theaters too. I was crying like a little kid. That
Cry.
shit was sad. Leonardo DiCaprio, he's one of the best of all time too. Him, Denzel, Tom Hanks, people like that. I put Tom Hardy in there too because I think Tom Hardy's really good.
Now, entertaining wise, that you bring Leo up, The Wolf of Wall Street, man, that movie had me entertained the whole time. It was great.
Cherry on top of
That
that movie. Holy.
he didn't win, like he should have probably won an Oscar for that shit. That was like the crazy part is like I actually worked for a guy. Back when I was actually working for a pest control company for a bit. That guy knew that guy, the real
Yeah,
Jordan
he.
Belfort. He was like the shit they did in that movie was some of that was like tame to what was
Oh.
actually going on, like how crazy it would get.
Oh my God. Yeah, they can't really depict what was really going on. So much hookers and drugs, so much money.
Well, you know what's wild? I actually looked it up. That part in that movie where they sunk that ship. You know, that was real. That actually happened.
Money, they took all
So,
that dude's money out of, he got out of prison.
yeah, he's back to be he's a well, dude. He sold that story.
Books on how to get or how to have he sold his story again. Like, I guess he gets story till they made a movie out of it.
I'm
You there?
losing you.
That'll
Yeah,
work.
now I can hear you. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. And I mean, some people like Quentin Tarantino movies, like Inglourious Basterds was really good. Or did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I actually never seen that.
It's a pretty wild concept. Like he does these movies like Inglourious Basterds or like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's the same where he does it off a historical reference, like even Django in a way. But not Django, they don't do it in the same way. Like those two movies, they bring in
Well,
real life things.
guess where my main man Quentin's from?
New York?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, I wasn't sure where I knew it had to be somewhere where you were from.
There's a reference in all of his movies to East Tennessee towns, like Django. It was Gatlinburg in Inglourious Basterds. It was Brad Pitt was from
Oh yeah, he's from the
the Smoky
mountains and shit.
Mountains of East Tennessee. I forgot exactly what town, but yeah, there's someone from East Tennessee in every one of his movies. I think something in Pulp Fiction as well. I forgot what it was, but oh, but in Pulp Fiction, guess where Bruce Willis was trying to get to? No, he was trying to get to
Tennessee?
Knoxville. Yeah.
Oh,
So,
there you go. I don't remember
well,
that. I didn't watch that movie in a long
oh,
time.
great movie. I think Shawna Travolta. Like, it wasn't his movie per se, but I like his character in it. And Samuel L. Jackson.
That movie put Samuel
Yeah, he
Jackson.
obviously Samuel L. Jackson outshines him, but he was a good supporting role player there.
Did you know, obviously Samuel Jackson curses a lot in movies. Did you know, like, he's not number one in most curse
No,
words
who
said in a
is?
movie? Take a guess. You'll never guess it.
I don't even have this a slightest clue of who to guess here.
Well, think of Wolf of Wall Street.
Leonardo
Right?
DiCaprio.
He's number two. He is ahead of Samuel Jackson.
Leo is?
Yep. I do. They cursed so many, like, dude, they dropped the F bomb or this, that, and the other. Like, he cursed like almost 100 times in that movie, right? Number one is Jonah Hill.
Oh, wow.
Well, you think about it, right? Like, even Superbad, he curses a lot. But have you seen that movie War
I
Dogs
have.
with him and I can't remember the other guy's name. Dude, he curses so much in that movie. Like, those two movies alone are like top five of all time curse words from a character.
Oh, shit.
Yep. So, just a little bit of info there for you, but yeah, it looks like we're probably coming to the end here, guys. We appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully, you keep listening. We're going to keep putting out content probably once, twice a week. So, everybody have a good week, and we'll get back with you. Who knows? Later this week, maybe over the weekend, something like that. So, everybody have a good day. Have a you know, stay healthy out there and stay safe. I don't know if you got anything to
Nah,
add,
man,
Chris.
just good talking, Jay. We'll get back to it, and we'll holler at y'all later.
There you go, go balls.